That's not a try, that's a miracle.
What a rugby league try in a grand final. You can take me now. Seen it all.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk rugby league.
The Bulldog, how are you, mate?
Good morning, man. I'm really, really well.
Missing you in the studio.
I know. I'd rather be there, talking with Laurie and seeing Clarkie and Mido and the troops out the front there.
Keeping the
difficult times.
Keeping the seat warm on a Sunday, though.
Please do. Yes, I was in there last Sunday, which was good. So, no, it's all... Look, lockdown's frustrating, guys. I think we're all in the same bracket. We all don't want it. We all can't see any light at the end of the tunnel at the moment, which is probably the most frustrating aspect of it all, but it's just a matter of trying to be patient, I guess. That's all we can do.
Yeah, it's hard to be patient because you think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, don't say that out loud, Loz.
Oh, yeah, I think the worst is still to come.
Oh,
sorry, buddy?
I just think, I know it's impossible to do, but if we could have some sort of date we could sort of circle on the calendar, you could work toward that.
Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, this unknown is the worst part.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Bulldog. But anyway, we've just got to push on.
How are you coping without the local pub there, Loz, on a Saturday?
Oh, beautiful. I get to spend more time at home with my beautiful wife and family.
Right. Okay. That's lovely.
Good answer.
It was a good answer.
Very good answer, yep.
You got an issue with that,
that's
dude?
That's how you deal with tough questions right there.
Handled beautifully.
That's called media training right there, Bulldog.
Sparky.
Yes, buddy. I'm struggling, put it that way.
RIP the truth from Laurie.
Yeah. Why change now? At least he's consistent.
What are you saying? I'm lying, dude.
Yeah, I am.
All right. How dare you say that?
Bulldog, what's going to happen with my centre, James Roberts? Is he being booted or what?
It's a really difficult one, Clarkie. For those that don't know, and you've probably discussed it this morning, he was spotted on his veranda up there in 2 weeks of quarantine at the Novotel up on the Gold Coast. Yeah, look, the rules clearly state you cannot go out on the veranda. All veranda doors are supposed to be locked and gaffer taped shut. That might sound ridiculous to some, but look, those are the rules. I'm told there's a lot of paparazzi up around there with their cameras focused every day, trying to find someone who walks out. And sure enough,
as you do,
James Roberts walked out twice yesterday.
Oh my goodness!
Well, we said on this program, Bulldog, if the paparazzi wanted to follow us around 24 hours a day, they'd probably find us doing something we weren't supposed to do as well,
or hiding in the boot of someone's car.
Exactly, Loz. Exactly. Look, it's unsavoury. It's not pleasant. And look, James Roberts, we all know he's had hospital issues. He's checked into a rehabilitation facility previously for mental health purposes. And the NRL told Queensland Health last night that James Roberts is doing it tough. He's really struggling and he just needed some fresh air ever so briefly. So, the problem we got, though, men, is that the NRL did clearly stipulate that the next player to breach any COVID protocols would be sent home and told that he will not play again for the rest of the year. So
you think that'll be the case with James Roberts?
Well, it's a hard one, Laurie. I mean, clearly he does have some mental health issues, so will they have to take that into consideration? Some are suggesting the whole comp is now in jeopardy. I don't think Queensland would do that, Laurie, that the mere fact that they've got almost certainly at this point in time, they are going to be granted the grand final, which will be a big deal for Brisbane. So I don't think they will jeopardise losing the grand final and all the finals for James Roberts walking out on the veranda. Look, we're all walking on eggshells at the moment. I don't know what the NRL investigation will throw up, but look, the NRL did say it, and I guess if they're true to their word, Jimmy Roberts might not play again this year, but I for one, couldn't help but feel extremely sorry for him if that was the case.
Bulldog, can you please explain to me, and I work in the media, I'm no different to a journalist. There's things we say and we have an opinion and we report and we talk about every day. So I'm saying this as respectfully as I can, but why is there a photo of that? Yes, the paparazzi have a job to do, right? They take a photo, but someone's got to buy it. and then they've got to print it. Why do we do that? Like, do we want the NRL to stop? Because if it's not printed, the rest of us, as fans of the game, we don't know about it. Like, if somebody's done the wrong thing, they can still be punished. They can still be told, pull your head in. They can still be told you're not allowed to go outside on your balcony. That can all happen. But why is this photo on the back page of the paper? How does this help the NRL or help sport?
I haven't seen our back page, Clarky. Last I knew, the Daily Telegraph had been offered the photograph, but we had resisted. Other media outlets, I think you'll find Channel 7 did use the photo on their news bulletin last night.
No, it's back. I'm staring at it now, back page of the paper.
Is it the one with the towel?
Yes.
Or is it another photo?
No, it's the one with the towel. And you can see he's got the glass door open.
Okay, well, clearly, Clarky, like all news brands and mastheads out there, newspapers buy photos that they think would benefit circulation. I mean, that's the only way of putting it. It's like a cricketer wanting a new cricket bat. If it improves his game, well, he'll go and do it. Clarky, we're not there to promote rugby league in the true sense. We're not a PR company.
Yeah, I understand
that. We're there to report on it. And
yeah,
you can lay the blame at the media, and that's fine. I've got no problem with that. But then you could also say, well, hang on.
He's done the wrong thing.
He's reporting what James
Robinson. Yeah, of course. And I get that as well. No, I get that. I think I'm probably trying to look at both sides. I'm trying to say, yeah, I'm not saying James has done the right thing. I'm certainly not saying that. But I'm saying there's a way where he can, even if it's a punishment or a fine, that can still happen without it being such a big issue where now, because it's back page, and it was actually a video. Like, if you look at the video, so it's been filmed, it's honestly, he's on the balcony for 5 seconds, puts the towel out, goes inside, grabs the towel, and he tries to, like, go on his knees to even grab the towel. Like, it's only my arm outside on the balcony. You know what I mean? But, I would hate to see, you know, you just said it, Bulldog, I would hate to see the NRL be closed down because of this.
I know senior NRL executives are getting increasingly frustrated at the media scrutiny at the Novotel up there on the Gold Coast. To be fair to mastheads like the Daily Telegraph, you know, we haven't got cameras positioned out the front. The paparazzi are there, and they are independent. Clarky, you know that better than anyone, what the paparazzi's like.
Yep.
And for look, I don't know what that photographer was charging, Clarky, but you know, they could get significant money out of the media when they do nail that photo. We spoke yesterday at work just briefly about the money that the Ginjal Packer photos would have pulled. Remember that 7 or 8 years ago? It must have been worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So, look, for them, that's their job, whether you agree with it or not. Ethically, that's how they get their money. But, you know, we would buy. I know that the Daily Telegraph offered many, many photos every day from alleged paparazzi about certain photos. We knocked back most of them, but there's obviously some that come across the desk and they're at Holt Street, Surry Hills, that they say, look, you know, for the money this is going to cost us, we believe it would increase circulation.
Yeah, I understand.
It would be our front page photo and, you know, we will buy it. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen.
We'll take a quick break. More Bulldog shortly. Well, Bulldog, the big story in the last 24 hours broken by the Telegraph and Buzz Rothfield is Craig Bellamy re-signing with the Melbourne Storm. Why did he choose to stay?
Yeah, I had about 15 minutes, Mido, on a Zoom one-on-one with Craig yesterday. And he's such a champion bloke. He's a bloke I really respect as a journo. And some coaches you like, other coaches you're a bit lukewarm on. But with Billy Aiken, Laurie, you know him as well as anybody. He's just so straight down the middle. There's no rubbish. What you see is what you get. But he did talk about Cronulla. He did talk about the Broncos, the appointment of Craig Fitzgibbon. Certainly was a tick in the eyes of Craig Bellamy, whether he should go to the Sharks. And look, he weighed everything up, but the real reason in the end, Mido, was loyalty. Craig is such a loyal bloke. And you forget he played for one NRL club, the Canberra Raiders. That was it. And now, as a head coach, he's going to coach one club, the Melbourne Storm. I mean, it's just remarkable when you think that roughly 30 years in rugby league and he's played for and coached just two clubs. And the more I spoke to him yesterday, Mido, the more I got the sense that as much as he was flattered by interest from Cronulla and from Brisbane, and as much as he weighed up and he thought long and hard about each individual club and the benefits of going there, he was never going to leave the Melbourne Storm. That's the club that gave him his start and Craig's very much an old school bloke, and he decided to stay. And I think it's fantastic that rugby league still has blokes of honour and blokes who, you know, don't want to chase dollars or glory elsewhere. They appreciate what they've been given. They appreciate the club that's given them that chance. And he wanted to stay there for the rest of his coaching career.
Yeah, it's a great coup by the Melbourne Storm, and well done to them. Bulldog, what should we expect from the NRL this week in terms of what the remainder of the season looks like?
It'll come out possibly the next 24, 48 hours, Laurie. They're generally bringing out revised draws 2 weeks at a time. So we'll know more then. I'm hearing that it could be within days, as I touched on previously, that the NRL will announce that Brisbane will be, or sorry, I should say Southeast Queensland, will host the entire remainder of this NRL season. There won't be any more games in Sydney. That would obviously mean the first time rugby league has a grand final in Sydney, out of Sydney rather, guys, up there in Brisbane, which would be a massive coup. And look, Melbourne would be in the race, Laurie, if there is a grand final to be played. But I just don't see how the NRL could possibly lean on Queensland so heavily for so many weeks, so many games through the finals, and then take the grand final away from them. So I think there's a duty there to take it to Brisbane. And I think Peter Volandis, being a man of honour, would say, look, you know, you've looked after us. We owe you. And I can't see any way out other than the grand final being played in Brisbane this year.
What are some big player transfers to watch in the near future, Bulldog?
I think it broke last night. You may have touched on it, guys. Paul Vaughan has officially gone to the Bulldogs, which just continues their impressive build-up for next year. I wrote a piece yesterday about Braden Byrne, the fine young centre from South Sydney. His contract's up actually this year, so he is going to be a free agent in a couple of weeks' time. There is interest from down there at Cronulla with Craig Gibbon, the very coach we just discussed. He wants to stay at South, but he's not getting a lot of game time through a strong roster and a few injuries. So we'll keep an eye out there for Braden Burns. And just finally, guys, I think you'll find this Friday the QRL will meet to discuss the Jai Arrow incident during State of Origin. The feeling out of Queensland, guys, is that they may now impose another sanction on Jai Arrow, which would mean he would be banned from playing next year. Now, he was fined $35,000 this year for taking a woman into his room against COVID protocols. He missed out, of course, on his match payments as well. All up, guys, if he does not play again next year, if he's suspended, all up, that one incident will cost him, with match payments and fines, $100,000. So
South will be happy.
Yeah, exactly, Loz. Yeah, gross mistake there from Jai Arrow. And as I said, we'll find out more this Friday, but certainly at this point, they are leaning towards suspending Jai Arrow for next season, State of Origin.
And the 1v2 clash, the Storm up against the Panthers, Bulldog, has certainly lost some luster, hasn't it, considering the Panthers' personnel issues?
Yeah, they could be without four, five, even six players. I see yesterday now, Mido Brighton, To'o goes out with a high ankle strain for 6 weeks. No Isaiah Yeo, no Nathan Cleary. Yeah, the list just goes on. And I don't know, guys, whether it's you or me, and I'm probably off the mark with my tips like I am every year, but I wrote the other day that the magic that we watched unfold before our eyes at Penrith last year just seems to be evaporating a little this year. I just don't know whether they've got it to win this year's premiership. I'm not dismissing them. I think they'll certainly be there in that second last week. But there's just something about Penrith that they seem to have lost a bit of their zing, a little bit of the momentum that we saw last year. And I don't know, I just get a feeling that a South Sydney or even a Manly might just dip past them in the finals. I'll be proven wrong, no doubt. But at this point in time, the Melbourne v Penrith guaranteed, in inverted commas, grand final we were promised. I'm just not sure that will unfold.
Yeah, I reckon two reasons here, Bulldog. One is that Penrith had a lot more players involved in State of Origin, and their performances around Origin in and around wasn't as strong as what it was last year, which is understandable, but they'll be better for that. And the other one is Nathan Cleary, taking him out of a side, the influence that he has. I got no doubt if they get back to full strength that Penrith are the side to beat. In my opinion,
the premiership, Laurie.
In my opinion, I'm Raiders. All over. I'm over Penrith.
Raiders.
Full strength.
Jack Whiten, man of the match. MVP.
I'm tipping against the Raiders again this week.
Yeah, but that's cagey.
Yeah, but it's worked
yeah,
for me
exactly
the last
right.
couple
cagey
of weeks.
Cagey play. I like your thinking.
Now, before you go, Bulldog, this text from Scooter. It's a disgrace. There needs to be an investigation. Channel 7 has three outlets on free-to-air. Surely they could find 30 minutes on one of them for home and away. Outrageous. What does Bulldog think?
I'm depressed. There's nothing to do. I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs. I'm trying to rev up for the Olympics to cover my depression, Mido. But no home and away. Sad times. But look, it's only 2 weeks. Summer Bay will be back on our screen. Before I go, did you happen to catch the Ricky Stewart doco on Fox? I'm sure you did.
Yep, I did.
I haven't seen it again yet.
Laurie, just if you get a chance, have a look at it. Just try and decipher in English that sentence you said to that reporter.
Well, one of his mates has sent it to him, and we played it early this morning.
Yeah, I couldn't understand.
We couldn't make out one word. That's the bloke who said the words.
I was going to say, you know it's good, but the actual person that said it says, I got no idea what I said there.
Mate, I had no idea. A mate of mine sent it to me last night and I got it this morning.
Oh, dear.
And I said to Mido, I said, that clip, I've got it on my phone. So I listened to it and I couldn't make out what I said.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But anyway, Dean, that's what happens when you're 19 years of age.
You've won
a grand final.
Yeah, yeah. Good times. Hey?
What do you mean, 19?
Not every day.
He rang me last week at 52.
He's still celebrating, Bulldog.
On your doggy.
It can happen, Dean.
Thanks, boys.